Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. One of Kentucky's signature events will have to find a new home for the time being. In late December, the Kentucky Parks Department announced they were closing the amphitheater at my old Kentucky home state park in Bardstown. Tourism, Arts, and Heritage Cabinet Communications Director Gary Gupton says the problems were first noted last summer by Secretary Don Parkinson.
Secretary Parkinson was at the park back in August, as best I recall. He was there touring the facility with a benefactor that has expressed some interest in investing in state parks. And he went backstage and was aware for the first time of just how dilapidated the structure is. So at that point, we started putting together a plan to have an inspection done.
He says the problems will require the amphitheater to be replaced.
To go back and just fix wiring, I think the structure is so unstable that the opportunity to go back there and I think, apply a makeover to what is there is probably not realistic.
Gupton notes this year's production of the Stephen Foster story will have to be moved to another venue.
I believe the folks in Bardstown, the legislators from there, Senator Jimmy Higdon, Representative Chad McCoy, the mayor, and the county judge executive, all those guys are going to try to figure out what we can do short term in order to keep the Stephen Foster story going another summer. Its 60th anniversary. Long term, I think we're most certainly looking at having to do a new facility.
We'll have more in a moment.
What's your favorite thing to see in Kentucky? The answer is different for everybody. But whatever you do, don't let the last thing you see be your phone. Join Kentucky Farm Bureau in getting the word out about the risks of distracted driving. Encourage others to drive distraction-free and pledge to do so yourself. A message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau. KFB loves KY.
Gupton says the problems with the amphitheater at my old Kentucky home are just a sample of what the Parks Department has experienced.
The conference center at Cumberland Falls, that was in such bad repair when we came into office that we literally had to bulldoze it down and scrape it right off the property. It was beyond repair and not safe for inhabiting. There are some issues at some of the other state parks. The total bill, if we were to go in right now and try to fix everything up, would be $250 million.
He says the Parks Department is continuing to seek partners to help improve and maintain facilities at parks around the state. Several improvements are currently underway in the Kentucky park system thanks to the Refreshing the Finest campaign that began in 2016 under the leadership of Parks Commissioner Donnie Holland. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.